Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, so we're getting more information here about this sex club that Hunter Biden was in. Sanctum is what it was called. Memberships costing $75,000 a year. It was actually the founder of the club, who's now exiled because he called out Hunter Biden. Elite sex club founder calls Hunter Biden a scumbag, says he was expelled after one party. Hunter Biden gets access to this exclusive sex club with, you know, a bunch of millionaires and everything, and he gets booted after one party. That's how out of control this degenerate is. And he's going around the world doing international business deals. Scumbag Hunter Biden was member of exclusive L.A. sex club Sanctum since banned founder claims. Now, jeez. I feel like, how can we say this? So like my crew said to me in the break, this is basically your eyes wide shut sex club. It's what this is. It's Hunter Biden in an eyes wide shut type of sex club. And this wasn't the only one we knew about. What was the other one, too, where they it came out after the Me Too movement? Some sex club based in New York. I forget what it was called. Maybe one of the crew members popped my ear and remind me. But same deal. New York City sex club. Bunch of elitists in it. Millionaires. Expensive to get in. Whatever. And it's funny because, you know, I'm glad I'm from the Midwest. I'm glad I live in Texas. But let me tell you, folks. I've spent enough time in D.C. and New York and L.A. and rubbed elbows with these type of people. And, I mean, they really are obsessed with sex. And so I'm no church mouse here, but I'm not really into that. I like having a private life. But, no, let me tell you, they go around. Remember, it was Madison Cawthorn that said this probably like 3 years ago, how, yeah, he got into D.C. and people were always asking him and his wife to go join their sex clubs and they wanted to go bang his wife. Got a beautiful wife. So, I mean, I don't even like talk because it's like nasty even talking about it. But it's like I've seen these people. I've had proposals from these people. I just like vomit in their presence. It's just so disgusting. But it's pretty typical, actually. A lot of people in politics, D.C., New York specifically, they are in sex clubs. And this is, you know, they might be in it because they love sex. They might be in it because it's just an exclusive club that they get good connections to. Are you guys filling out your Sanctum membership here? Go ahead, guys. Oh! Oh! Oh, yeah. That's hilarious. I actually identify as a couple, okay? Wait, does that mean I have to pay for two memberships if I identify as a they? Let me just tell you, I don't know what Madison Cawthorn has seen, but from the little amount of time I've spent in New York City and D.C., I've had some crazy offers. And I've had some crazy things happen. And I'm just like, look, dude, I'm not into this culture. I'm going to go back to Texas, okay? But I don't know. The point is, it's not that uncommon at all for the D.C. elite and the New York political elite to be in these sex clubs. Very common stuff. There's a reason why Tom Cruise did the movie Eyes Wide Shut, because that's real stuff. And Hunter Biden, though, Hunter Biden is too big of a degenerate a-hole. He's not even welcome at their parties anymore. It's like, yeah, we got a pretty elite sex club here. We like to bang each other and brand each other. We're pretty wild. Oh, I'm Hunter Biden. Can I join? No, dude. You cannot join. You're too crazy for us. I just got Brandon and Rake back there, but Hunter Biden.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers. They're filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste. We have the ultimate tooth whitening with Crystal Calcium toothpaste. And we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Owen Troyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, I'm here for the Sanctum Sex Club. Hunter Biden sent me. Yeah, Hunter Biden mentioned, he said you guys were having an orgy over here. Hunter Biden. Yep. Oh, he's banned? Wait, can you imagine that? I don't want to make the jokes. I'm trying to be family friendly here, but I mean, these jokes just write themselves. I don't know. We'll keep it family friendly, but doesn't that just show you how bad it is? It's like, you knock on the door at the Sanctum event, and, you know, some guy comes with clearly just been involved, let's say, looking a little disheveled. Like, oh, hey. Like, yeah, I was just in the orgy. I had, I don't know. I don't know how many people were inside of me. I don't even know who I was inside. That was crazy. I'm bleeding a little bit. Oh. Oh, Hunter Biden wants that? Oh, God, no. Oh, geez, we can't have Hunter Biden here. That's too much. No. It's like this guy's getting whipped, right, at the gay pride parades where they put these gay men in leather daddy suits and they tie them to trucks and then they whip them in the middle of the streets. I'm not even kidding you. That's your gay pride month. It's like this guy is getting whipped at the Sanctum party. There's a knock on the door and he goes to the door and it's Hunter Biden. He's like, sorry, dude, we can't have you here. You're too crazy for us. You're too crazy for us, Hunter. That's how bad it is. And now it turns out Joe Biden used secret global cell phone while he was vice president, paid for by Hunter's firm. So now we see the secondary purpose of Hunter Biden's firms to provide Joe Biden with secret communications abilities. Just like Hillary Clinton. Just like Hillary Clinton. Who really set the standard for corruption? Was it the Clintons or was it the Bushes or was it somebody else? Ted Cruz urges House to impeach Biden over Hunter investigation findings. Kevin McCarthy. Paging Kevin McCarthy. And then as all the Biden crimes are coming out, Hunter Biden is glad-handing with Merrick Garland at a White House dinner. Senator Klobuchar defends Hunter Biden attending same White House dinner as Merrick Garland, says that's a separate thing. Oh, yeah. Imagine you're in a court case, and then after the courtroom adjourns, and then you step outside, and then the judge and the prosecutors are sitting there clinking glasses, sitting there shaking hands, laughing with one another. It's like, uh-oh, whoa, we're in trouble here. That's Hunter Biden with Merrick Garland. Hey, I got caught evading taxes and you covered it up. Well, it's all fun and games. So I hope Ted Cruz addresses his message towards Kevin McCarthy because it's his inept leadership that's part of the problem here. But then again, you have Mitch McConnell, who's much worse. So what do you do at this point? Just incredible corruption happening. You almost can't even believe it. And Joe Biden can't even talk. He can't even walk. Doesn't do any press conferences. I think the American media is going to reach a boiling point on this issue, because even though they're all Democrat activists, they're also jackals, and they need their flesh to chew on. And Trump isn't the president, and even the stuff with Trump is kind of comes and goes in waves. So they kind of get these fever pitch moments where they get to chew on Trump's flesh, and that kind of satisfies their lust for flesh politically, but it's only momentary. So then they get right back at it, and it's Biden who's walking around. So imagine, you're a starving hyena, and this big, fat lion keeps walking right in front of you, but you're not allowed to eat it. It's like, eventually, that drool, you're salivating, you're like, oh, I want to eat that lion. That's a fat lion. Look at all that meat. And say, no, you're not allowed to eat that lion. And then you got to wait until you get access to chew on Trump again. No, I think these jackals in the media are going to be lusting for their flesh to chew on. And I think eventually it's just going to reach a head where everybody in the White House press room is going to be screaming at Karine Jean-Pierre for answers. Every time Joe Biden tries to adjourn some sort of a public speaking or statement, speaking engagement or statement, the media is going to be screaming, why won't you answer a question? Why do you keep lying about Hunter? And you're going to have the White House Karens shuffling everybody out in the room, screaming at the top of their lungs. Eventually, this charade is going to, I think, reach a boiling point. And the jackals in the media are going to say, hey, you owe us some flesh to chew on. We want Biden's flesh. They can't help themselves. Meanwhile, getting in shape for my debates with President Biden, Robert Kennedy Jr. releases beefcake push-up video that rattles Democrat Party elites. I like this phenomenon of encouraging good health. And anybody who doesn't think that RFK Jr. is looking quite well at the, how old is he, like 60 or something? 69? I mean, the guy looks jacked. Oh, and they say, I love this one too. He's clearly using testosterone. He's on T. You liberal freaks want to give 8-year-old girls testosterone. And you're upset because a 69-year-old man wants to take testosterone to increase his physical abilities? You are sick. But see, why does that actually bother them? They hate seeing a man. That's what they hate. They hate seeing a man. And when you see RFK Jr. with his shirt off, you're like, damn, I mean, that's like, he looks like a Spartan warrior. Just oozing toxic masculinity. Oh my gosh, look at this man. He's got tan and a hairy chest and he can bench press. Disgusting. But then they see like a beautiful 8-9-year-old girl and they say, we need to jack that girl up. We need to give that girl some testosterone. We need to chop off that girl's mammaries. We need to just butcher her. So, 69-year-old man. And by the way, see, this is the beauty of health supplements. This is why we sell health supplements. I mean, talk about a breakthrough for health, folks. We have it down to such a science that we can isolate things we need and take them in an easily ingestible capsule or anything else. 69-year-old men, you get low on testosterone. That can lower your performance. We've got ways that you can avoid that from happening. I'm not promoting this, but clearly it has positive health effects. I'm not the one I'm not sitting here saying I'm a master of knowledge when it comes to testosterone injections or whatever, or even what RFK Jr. is doing. I don't care. The point is, the left is so triggered by the image of a strong man that they jump to this conclusion that, oh, he must be using testosterone as if that's some sort of a crime, when these freaks would gladly take your prepubescent girl and shoot her up with as much testosterone as they possibly can. Aside from that, I really enjoy it when I see politicians doing health advocacy. And let's not forget, it was JFK Jr. when he was president. I believe JFK Jr. started the presidential fitness program, if I'm not mistaken. Now, I think they've kind of tried to phase that out because they're phasing out gym class because they don't want Americans to be healthy and in shape. Because really, that's the core of everything else, is the individual being strong and healthy so that they can be independent. But see, if you're weak and unhealthy, then you're dependent on the health system. That's the whole gimmick. RFK Jr. understands that. He's not relying on the health system. So the liberals are mad because RFK Jr. represents strong, toxic masculinity in their eyes, but they'd love to shoot up every little girl with as much testosterone as they can find.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
So much insanity incoming right now that I'm not a doctor, so, but you know, if a doctor's monitoring your pulse and he says, hey, when I get a pulse rate like this, that means this is about to happen, you listen to that health expert. I'm just telling you, based on the political pulse that I've got my finger on right now, something big is about to break. I just, the dam is breaking on something. And I can't say exactly what. I'm not telling you I have the answer. I'm just saying, as your political MD here, if you will, I've got my finger on the pulse of America's politics. Something big is coming. I mean, this is just, this pulse rate is out of control. So there's a political cardiac arrest coming. There's a political heart attack coming. This is just insane, folks. So... Let me just get through the rest of this political news, and let me just tell you, we've got a loaded transmission coming up on the InfoWars War Room, and I have a feeling, if not tonight, there's going to be some huge breaking news by the end of the week. It's like if a doctor sees you got a pulse rate, and they know you've got clogged arteries, they're like, you are about to have a cardiac arrest, bud. We need to do bypass surgery now. Now, there's no bypass surgery coming. It's the cardiac arrest. I don't know what it is. I don't know who's going to have it. I'm just telling you with my pulse here. But let me just tell you, we're going to have a loaded war room coming up with all the recent developing news. We do have Alex Jones coming up shortly here as well. And I've got, I guess I'll cover the gay pride stuff as much as I can now. It's just totally insane. Ladies and gentlemen, though, you know, I'm going to have to pull something here. Because I've just been lazy, and I've got plenty of supplements in my house because the last time I made a purchase from InfoWarsStore.com, I just made a huge purchase, so I haven't needed to go back. But I got to tell you, I am really interested in this Nerve Renew product from InfoWars MD, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we got all these new specials I should be telling you about right now. And I'm kind of letting myself down. But I got to tell you, this Nerve Renew, because I had a heavy lifting session yesterday. And it sucks because I like lifting heavy weights. I like, you know, pushing the limits. But I've really got some sciatic nerve pain that just really reached ahead last night. And I'm just not finding any solution to it. Stretching, all the other supplements I've taken, nothing. And so I'm curious about Nerve Renew, and I just haven't made the purchase or tried it yet because I just have plenty of supplements at home right now. But I'm really excited about this. I'm curious if this can help me, because anybody that's suffered with sciatica pain, you know, and I'm just curious, you know, is there a solution or is this something you got to live with? You get used to it. But I'm really curious to try. So I'm going to go ahead and try Nerve Renew from InfoWarsStore.com. 30% off. I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness. I said 25% off. I apologize. That is false information. It is 30% off. All InfoWars MD products are 30% off. So that's the new Goodnight Sleep formula as well, with the melatonin, the magnesium, the vitamin B6, the L-tryptophan. All of it good for your sleep. And so much more in there. I mean, I could tell you about these great supplements forever. But let me just tell you, look at these huge sales. Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, 50% off. prebiotic fiber, 50% off. Immune support, 50% off. I mean, it just goes on and on. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, very underappreciated, underrated product, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 40% off. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support, back in stock, 40% off. Super Female Vitality, 60% off. I mean, it's just huge. So it's the July 4th sale. The July 4th Super Sale comes early to InfoWarsStore.com. I was also talking to another individual as I was working out. Actually, it was yesterday. It was an older gentleman, saw me doing this workout and was asking me about it and said, oh, well, you know, I've kind of had these joint problems. I can't really do the heavy weights like that anymore. And I asked, I said, have you ever tried CBD oils and see if that gives you any relief? He said, no, you know, I've heard about that, but not ever tried it. I said, you know, you should give it a try. A lot of people have some good stories about that. So that's part of the InfoWars MD products, 30% off. So huge sales. The July 4th sale comes early at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, your support there keeps us on the air. All right. Moving along here. Democrat Rhode Island State Senator arrested for keying SUV with Biden sucks bumper sticker. Yeah, that's your average liberal Democrat, a criminal, sadly. Oh! They don't want you to cook your pizza how you see fit. These crooks. New York City to crack down on wood-fired pizza joints to reduce carbon emissions by 75%. Yes, burning wood to reduce carbon emissions. I mean, eventually they're just going to kill you. You know, here's my biggest issue with this carbon, reducing carbon emissions narrative. I'd love to actually sit down with somebody who really pushes for this or believes in this and ask them the real questions. Especially liberals in Hollywood and liberals in the entertainment and music industry. Like, I find it funny, and these are musicians I like, quite frankly. But I find it funny when I hear a musician or a band talking about stopping man-made climate change. Well, then cancel every tour you're ever going to have in the future. No more worldwide tours. No more live concerts. No more performances because that's causing climate change. The world doesn't need you to fly around on jumbo jets and play rock concerts. You're killing the planet. So you're bad. No more concerts. Now, if you presented it to them like that, do you think they'd still believe it? By the way, everybody knows a wood fire pizza is superior. Everybody knows it. So they want to take away the most elite form of pizza. These liberals will stop at nothing, folks. They're taking away your wood fire pizzas. Mm-mm-mm. Soon they'll be taking the pizza out of the oven and putting you in it. Disney's Star Wars hires transgender YouTuber for major role in upcoming series. Now, I don't really care about the whole trans thing or the Star Wars thing. I will say, though, I think there's a major phenomenon happening here, and this is why the censorship issue is so important. For example, I believe it's Logan Paul. Yeah, I think it's Logan Paul who had the podcast on YouTube. He's now doing WWE wrestling. So here's what it is. The future is now for the entertainment industry. Sure, they're gonna have their people that they bring up from a young age, that they sexualize from a young age, and they groom from a young age. Sure, that's still going to go on. But now, they'd rather have a proven entity who can make it on their own via YouTube or somewhere else on the internet to hire, because that gives them a lot less of an effort to make somebody popular. But, so what does that mean? Now future generations realize, oh, if I want to be rich and famous, I better be on YouTube, I better be on Facebook, I better be here, because if I'm not, I won't make it. So now it's all about, see, you know what you can and can't say on Facebook or YouTube, so you better not say it, or you'll never get the next big opportunity. So you see what they're doing there? They're teaching people to send...
two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and say 9 o'clock at night. I stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book, and then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got stone, and I'm super bad.
All right, I'm going to put off some of this political news, and unfortunately, we're going to cover some of the gay pride madness from over the weekend. One more weekend of this absolute insanity ahead. But always ramping it up. It's like they see L.A. Pride, and then New York City Pride is like, oh, we'll do it even bigger. And then Seattle Pride says, oh, yeah, well, we'll just gyrate naked in front of children. Yeah, you're like, yeah, that's real pride. Nude cyclists perform in front of children at Seattle Pride Parade. Yeah. Fully naked men expose their genitalia to children. Riding bikes. I mean, they're literally riding around naked, folks. And they're gyrating in front of children and flopping around in front of children. Look. I've got all the footage of this. I just can't really even bear to show it. I mean, folks, you're talking about grown men riding around completely naked. Some of them, I mean, they literally jump off their bike, stand right in front of a child, and do a meat spin. Gay pride. We're coming for your children. New York City drag marchers chant ominous message at Pride event. Yeah. Don't believe me? Here it is in clip four. So this is not about gay pride. This is not about gay rights. This is all about sexual degeneracy and access to your children. That's all it is. The message is clear. The optics are clear. Couldn't be more obvious. Look at some of the other degeneracy. Here they are in Washington Square Park with a sign that says, "Thank God for abortion." Guys, show me clip three. Wow. Where do they find these orcs? You know, oh man. There's a video going around right now from an event in Russia. I don't know what it is. It's like a church event or a concert of some sorts. And it shows thousands of Russians all singing and dancing together. Nobody fat. Everybody looks healthy. Everybody's smiling. I mean, clear skin, clear eyes, healthy, everything. And it's the compare and contrast between that and what we get here in the West, with big, fat, orc-looking freaks telling you where they want to put their penis. Tell me who's winning the culture wars. Tell me who's got the culture problems. Tell me who's the degenerative society. It's not Russia, folks. It's not Russia. Russia doesn't like sodomizing children. Russia doesn't like genitally mutilating children. Russia doesn't like perverts walking on the streets gyrating in front of children. Russia doesn't like murdering their babies. This is American liberalism. It is a mental disorder. It is a sick, twisted disease. Don't believe me? Check out this video clip from Pride Seattle. Explain this in clip six. This is a man reading the Bible, and pride marchers taunt him, shake their butts in his face, shake their genitalia in his face, and bark at him. What is wrong with these people? So, all right, I can't. Get it off the screen, guys. Just get it off. That's good. Let me explain to you the psychological phenomenon that's happening here. Scrape away all the propaganda, just scrape it all away and try to clear your mind as we look at this absolute insanity on the videos on the screen. This one is in Minneapolis, by the way. That's Minneapolis right there, a grown man shaking his genitalia in front of children. So, and the funny thing is, you can go, actually, if you look at Savannah Hernandez's Twitter account, she got a lot of these videos from New York. Liberals are responding, saying, because in her tweet she says, look at what the gay pride marchers are doing in front of children, and it's them naked, gyrating in front of children, and liberals are responding because the videos got seen millions of times, and the liberals are saying, there's no children there, there's no children, and so it's like, okay, so you just take the screenshots from the video, and it's literally 10 different times a nude gay pride marcher gyrating in front of a children. And they say, that's not happening. And it's just right in front of your face. But I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted. Just let me reset. Scrape away all the propaganda. Just clear your mind and just put the videos back on the screen. I'm sorry, because we all have to endure this. What is the psychological phenomenon that's happening here? You see, we have an actual organic social credit system. And that's, if you're a good, honorable, trustworthy person, then you will be received that way by your peers, by your friends, by your family, and you'll have a reputation that you've earned of an honest, trustworthy person that has integrity and does the right thing. Well, not everybody operates like that. Some people don't like to do the right thing. Some people are too lazy to do the right thing. Some people have no integrity, no honesty, no trustworthiness at all. Okay? Well, these people have found a common cause. And these people have found common ground. The common ground is they're sexual deviants and perverts. They're probably addicted to, I wouldn't even just say pornography. I would say they're watching things on the internet that you and I can't even imagine. And they don't want to have a social credit score where you have to earn your keep. They don't want to have a social credit score where your good deeds and actions over time are rewarded with a solid reputation and respect. They're not interested in that. This is their lazy way out. They found their common ground, their sexual perverts and deviants, and now they found their common cause, which is to destroy the innocence of the youth so that the new social credit system will not be about being a good person and earning the respect of your neighbors, your friends, and your family. It'll be about, oh, are you a good social justice warrior? Did you fly your pride flag? Did you change your online internet profile to a Black Lives Matter fist? Do you speak up for abortions? It's taking all the establishment, mainstream, corrupt corporate propaganda and turning it into their own ideology when it's not even about that. These are sexual perverts and deviants that have been rejected from society and civilization because of who they are. That is the truth. These people would never show their face in public because all of their friends and family have rejected them because they're losers. Because they're degenerate scumbags. But now they've been empowered. And normally, when civilization would say, we're not interested in you, we don't want to work in the same building as you, we don't want you around our children, our families, now they get to parade around in the streets and get access to your children in the classrooms. That's what this is. These are lifelong losers and degenerates that have conquered society.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Donald Trump recently had a campaign event in Oakland County, Michigan. Couple of big highlights. First, he comments on the child genital mutilation and the villains trying to conquer our country.
And I will sign a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. Prohibited. And on day one, I will reinstate the Trump ban on transgenders in the military. Because our warriors should be focused on crushing American enemies, on being strong, on having the image of being strong. They have to be powerful. They have to be strong, especially when you see what's happening in the world today, not catering to radical gender ideology.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. And we will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will defeat crooked Joe Biden. We will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
We pray. By the way, the first clip was from the Faith and Freedom Conference in D.C. this weekend. The second clip was from Oakland County. Now, we have a final statement here from Alex Jones today before Gerald Celente takes over in the fourth hour, and then I will see you on the War Room.
Why don't you put your hands together and welcome the one and only Alex Jones! All right, let's start over there. Come on.
Hello. Can you guys hear
me? Yeah, I hear you, sir. Go ahead. I hear you a little bit.
Okay.
Gosh, microphones, please. Just yell at me.
Okay. Hello, Alex.
Hey, brother.
Hey. Hey, my question is just kind of going into the rush to the border. I think what that is, in my opinion, and I don't know if you agree with this or not, but I think that's a credit application with the central bank. Because as I understand it, the debt, or the interest on the debt, is serviced by income tax. So when you go to raise the debt ceiling, because I don't know if I noticed this, but every time they try to raise the debt ceiling, boom, there's a border rush. Or there's an illegal rush of immigration. And what I'm thinking is the central bank looks to the government and says, well, you don't have enough taxpayers, so you need to up the population of taxpayers.
Well, that's 100% a big factor. I mean, the system always makes it financial. And so because we kill our children here in America, we have a negative population growth without bringing the immigrants in. And the immigrants are fine, except they've been brought in because they collapsed the third world with 3 years of lockdowns. There's only a year here. It's been almost 3 years there. And they've done Gallup polls, 95% states, because they literally the factories, the farms, the ranches are shut. They're starving to death. So they're pretty much refugees and are victims of the UN that collapsed their countries when they bring them here. But it's admitted at the IMF and World Bank that they're bringing people in for replacement migration. That's official UN plan in year 2000 to bring in replacement groups for the first world. But again, it'd be great to bring folks in as long as we teach them about America and freedom, but instead of being brought in as a permanent underclass. What you're saying is not just your opinion observing, you're totally right, sir. It is actually built into the IMF World Bank actuaries to do that. But you have to ask yourself, why do they want to kill the first world having children and then bring in the third world? Because they've already enslaved them and programmed them, they believe, and bringing them in. But I see, despite this, God rising up and awakening the people that have been brought here and impoverished, and in many ways it's backfiring on them. So that's why they're so enraged. Awesome.
Hi, Alex. I'm actually the caller that comes that calls in your program way too much. Judy in Florida.
Oh, hey, Judy. You don't call in way too much. But I recognize your voice.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to, because I get long-winded, so I just want to ask. I'd love to snap a picture with you and just shake your hand afterwards.
What are you doing right now? Get up here. Can't lose everybody until the end, though. We'll be all there. Wants a picture with a walrus? He gets one.
To speak to what the plan is for our people serving in the military. I have a son serving in the Marine Corps. He's a sergeant. He's been 10 years, and I'm concerned for him.
Absolutely. I'm really concerned for our military because that's so important, our history and our culture, and they're some of the best people. But then our military is captured from the top. And so the globalists want our military for the power it has while they transfer things to the robot AI system. So the future's not human, according to the UN and Klaus Schwab and Harari and the rest of them. You all know Harari. And so they're using our military as guinea pigs. They're attacking our military, and it's just disgusting with the critical race theory and the transgenderism and things they're doing as a litmus test to drive out the good people. So it's a paradox. You want good men and women to stay in the military, but you also want them protected from what's happening. So the globalists win either way. The good people stay in, they can poison them, and then their minions come in, they can, you know, you basically rise them up to positions of power. But everybody needs to understand, people think that our military is like this secret hope, and like the Q people say, oh, it's all really all handled. The truth is our military for 40 years at the top, at the you know, one-star up general level, are almost all compromised and controlled and globalists that are put there. And so there's been a coup over our military at the top. And so it's really paradoxical. God has to sort that out. But only God's going to fix this, and God working through us. It's not going to be some magic president, though I think Trump's a good person. It's not going to be somebody, some military group. It's going to be us. Make no mistake. It's going to be the churches and the people standing up like this church did and being an example to others and leadership. And so your son will have to make that decision for himself. But yes, martial law incoming. It's here. America is under globalist occupation at the top. They're trying to extend it down to the lower levels. They're trying to cause a race war. But I'm telling you, all the real numbers and demographics show it's causing more unity than ever. The people are waking up and coming together.
Yes.
First of all, I just want to thank both of you because I met you both this morning. But for me, this pandemic took the wind out of my sails. My church fell apart. No pastors were talking about being strong and God and His power. They were all talking about masks and social distancing. So both of you have given me tremendous hope. And I hope everyone agrees with me on that.
Well,
thank
they're
you.
Making fear God. Absolutely. And that's the thing.
I'm afraid of God.
Well, exactly. That's the thing you were saying when I met you today, and he was, Pastor Brown was saying, is that we cannot be afraid of the system and afraid of what it's going to say and do, because submitting to it destroys us. And what he said is true, not just in his words, what he's seen as a pastor that knows thousands of ministers and people around the world. The churches that shut down, almost none of them came back. The enemy knew that. That shows why are they, the topless bars and the liquor stores and the big box stores never closed. But churches had to close all over the world because the system's scared of what's happening in here. And think about that. The people that shut down believing they would come back stronger are gone. The people that didn't back down, whether it was businesses or churches, you name it, only got bigger. And the answer, and that's what it's about. When the darkness comes in, the light that's left is going to be that much stronger.
So my question is, with the border crisis, it seems to me they're bringing in military-age males, they're placing them all over the country, they're giving them money and phones. I personally think the whole defund the police is so they can bring in a UN police force, and they're going to use these immigrants to do it.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, mainly they're bringing them in for sex trafficking and slave labor. The Democratic Party places these women and children, mainly young men, in operations and sweatshops all over the country, takes most of their paycheck, and signs them up for welfare under fake aliases. And so they're most 90% are being exploited. But yes, there is a larger plan with military-age men who are leftist indoctrinated in UN camps before they get here, whether it's outside Europe or here, to then when they get messages or told, like Antifa, to go burn stuff down. So they are getting a certain cadre out of that. But, you know, I mean, the larger spectrum of things, we should control the border. It's a national security issue. But at the end of the day, what the devil means to hurt us, God turns around. And I have seen that if you actually reach out to those people, they're some of the most open to the truth. And we can recruit them. Doesn't mean we don't control the border, but we need to reach out to all these immigrants, people brought here to be exploited. We need to get them over with God. They're hungry.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.